in the holy letters of the Rebbe, number 1571, Baruch Hashem dated the Chof Gimel year, the 23rd day of the year, Tosh Yud Beis, Brooklyn. And the Rebbe is addressing it to Moiren Rav Moshe Sheyichya HaKoyen. Sheyevitz is the Rebbe, the previous letter, which the Rebbe wrote to the shul that he accepted upon himself to become the president. Shalom Avrocha. The Rebbe said, it was with pleasantness I was informed that you agreed to the request of the congregations, of the congregants of the shul Shari Tfilo B'nei Ruvain. This must be in Chicago, if I'm not mistaken. I don't know, that somehow I think it's the name of the shul. Nusach HaRizal, that you accepted upon yourself the position, the appointment to be the president of the shul. May it be the will of the blessed Hashem that you should utilize this position, you should use it, and your influence on the Beis HaKnesses, that it should be fitting to its name, Sharei Tefilo Nusach HaRizal, the gates of prayer, in the version of the Arizal. And it's known that the Arizal, he sorted out the proper nusach, the proper language and fitting for all Yidden, as explained in Likutei HaMorim of the Rav HaMagid, and also has been copied in the introduction of the Shaar HaKoilel. And this is the language, it says like this. The Arizal, as he was somebody who uses the Aramaic term Nihilin Le Shvili Direkia, all the roads of the skies were open to him. He knew, he was very well acquainted with the geography of the above, in the spiritual levels. He taught knowledge to the people, so to a person who didn't know his tribe, like there's 12 tribes, so there's basically 12 different passageways to pray, each tribe, but people didn't know their tribes, and he made a siddur, which he collected from various different versions, nusachs, as it's known to all those who are experts, etc. But nowadays, that we don't know who the tribes are, so therefore it's better, even those who do know which tribe they come from. You should go into the Shaar HaKoilel. That's the general gate. So I guess there is, to enter your prayers to Hashem, there are 12 gates over there. But then there's one general gate where everybody come through. So now it's better, instead of each tribe going in through their own gate, it's somewhere that we use the general gate, the Shaar HaKoilel. That's the general gate. And the proof that is because we have Kohanim and Levim amongst us. So how could you all include them in one nusach? So it has to be that's the language. So it has to be that there is the general way that everybody goes through. So this is the quote what is applicable to us. So the tefillah is the prayer should go in the gates of tefillah, Shari tefillah. Above, to higher, to do their impact below, in actuality, to heal the sick, to bless the years, etc. It's also known the advantage of the Kohanim in the fact that nowadays their greatness is the Birchat Kohanim, the blessing of the Kohanim. What is the blessing of the Kohanim? What is the idea is to bring down the blessing in a very quick way, going through all the order of the Hishtalshus, the evolution, without allowing for any delays, anything to delay through criticisms, etc., as explained very well in Likutei Torah, in the end of the portion of Korach. So basically, what is the help of the Birchas Kohanim, even though there is sometimes a blessing that you get from Hashem, but sometimes till that blessing comes from the spiritual level and materializes to the physical level, it takes a few detours, it takes some delays, people start complaining, you know. It goes through all the evolutions, no delays, through the criticizers, as explained in the Likutei Torah, and therefore the sign for the kahuna we see by the stick of Aaron was a makel shoket. He has almonds on his stick, because the almonds grow very quickly. That's why also it's connected now. We're reading it during the 3 weeks, which is also the 21 days that it takes for it to grow. That's what it's called. It also, the prophet uses the word of makel shoket, aniroya, which is in the foreseeing the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash in the 3 weeks. As far as Reuven, so the Rebbe points to the Gemara Sota, Zayin, and it says Amud Beis that Hoida, that Reuven's advantage that he admitted, you know, to the mistakes that he has done, you know, he Bilbo Yitzhuaviv, and he admitted. The Rebbe points to that. Rebbe says, I'm blessing you on your presidentship and with good health for you and your wife, and to very soon find a fitting apartment, a living space for you both physically and spiritually.